Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. Joining us now is Mike Webb. Mike is one of two Republican candidates for Kansas House District 93 who are trying to knock off the current incumbent, our 2019 White Rhino runner-up, J.C. Moore. As many of you know, I'm intimately familiar with House District 93. Mike, thank you for joining us this evening.
How you doing tonight, John?
Fine, thank you, sir. So tell me, Mike, you're a small business owner. You and I've met, we've talked a couple times. You're familiar with politics. You know the cost personally and financially. Clearly, you have better things to do. Why would you want to, other than the fact that J.C. Moore is just a radical liberal and votes with the Democrats 90% of the time, why would you want to run for Kansas House? I have to ask. It's my usual first question.
Well, for right off the bat, I'm going to tell you that I think that we need to be protecting our home and our communities, and I don't think J.C. Moore is going to be doing any defending of my community.
No, clearly. I don't think J.C. Moore could defend a paper sack, so, I mean, I'm with you there.
Yeah, and so I just decided that, you know, I couldn't let that happen again. You know, when I met him, when he ran the last time, you know, he was the only Republican on the ticket, you know, and we voted for him. And then when he went to Topeka and we went up there and visited him a few times, and as things developed, I was just floored by what was happening. And so I was like, okay, you know, and I've been helping with politics and talking to people and moving around a little bit. And so I was familiar with the system, and I was like, okay, well, if nobody else is going to do this, I'm going to do this.
No, that makes sense, Mike. I've looked at your website. I have to say I like the first line in your headline, vote for lower taxes. Tell me about some of the other issues that you're running on. Some of the things that, you know, if you get elected, what are the things that you would want to champion? What are the bills that are important to you that if you were in Topeka, you'd want to push for?
Well, right this second, I would want to push to spend a year deregulating before we start re-regulating stuff. And I think we need to angle right now, you know, the price of oil is down. The price of beef is up. It's time for Kansas to stand up and start being a strong state and start relying on, because we're the blood flow of America. They have to have us. We don't have to have them. And Kansas is so highly taxed. It's time for somebody else to start carrying some of that burden, because we deserve that and we work for that.
So, Mike, the 2020 legislative session just wrapped. I'd like to ask you a couple questions about issues that dominated last session and are sure, I guarantee you, will come up next session since they didn't get resolved. Where do you stand on expanding Medicaid, for example?
Well, I think that, once again, we can angle some of our own resources to get medical care to more people without using government. I think that we can work together as individuals, business owners, and some of our assets. I think we can bring pharmaceutical companies, doctors' organizations, and some of the other peoples involved to the table and discuss what we can do to help people. You know, giving everything in control of the government is not the way to go. We've seen that happen over and over again throughout history.
No, I agree with you there. So keeping in mind that you're talking to, well, in addition to the thousands of listeners, you're talking to two of your precinct committee people, and my wife and I, and two voters.
Right.
So Medicaid expansion, yes, no. Just try and do it that way.
No.
That way I know exactly where we're coming.
Yeah, no. I don't believe in Medicaid expansion at all. Like I said, I think we can do that in a private manner. We want to keep as I believe in limited government. You know, we don't need the government involved in everything we're doing. You know what I mean? It's out of control at this point.
I'm with you on that one for sure.
I mean, we pass new laws every year for the last 150 years. I mean, are we not done yet? More things? need to be regulated?
No, I'm with you there, brother. Trust me, limited government is one of the fundamental principles of the conservative values that I champion every week. So I am with you there. One of the other issues that, you know, again, unfortunately, they tried to take it up. They couldn't. It was, I think, a casualty of the Medicaid expansion fight was the value of them both constitutional amendment on life. This is a pro-life state. I know the 93rd District is a heavily pro-life district. J.C. Moore, you know, he ultimately voted for it, but he had to be drug kicking and screaming. And prior to that, he voted for abortion. He voted to give, you know, Medicaid expansion, which included taxpayer-funded abortion. So he's got a questionable record on life. Where do you stand on life?
I'm pro-life. But I do also believe that anything that can be sent to the public to vote on, they should have that ability to vote. You know, anything that we're going to be able to put in front of the people, they should have that option. Our district should be able to vote on anything they want to, in my opinion. And, of course, if I was reelected, I would put as much information out about what's going on and what's being voted on so that people could say, hey, I don't like that. You know what I mean? Do our own polls. Facebook has made that pretty easy. So if you get more people who like what you're doing politically and follow you and paying attention and want to know what's going on, that gives you the ability to say, hey, guys, what do you think about this? And get the actual vote from your constituents.
And, you know, that was one of the arguments that I made to folks. I had a couple of conversations with some of my more moderate former colleagues about the value of them both amendment. And they had asked me what my thoughts on it were. And I said, look, guys, even if you oppose the concept, even if you don't like the idea of amending the Constitution, because, frankly, I'm not a big fan of amending a Constitution, put it on the ballot and let the people have their say. Because there's nothing more democratic than that. If the people of Kansas don't oppose it, then they won't vote for it. But at least the Democrats who oppose this, they're the party of voter. You know, they keep saying Republicans want to suppress the vote. Well, they're the ones that just suppress the vote. So I'm with you on that one for sure. Where do you stand? Where do you stand on the Second Amendment? You know, repeal of campus carry and right to bear arms.
I fully believe in the Second Amendment. I fully support the Constitution. Period. But the Second Amendment is very important because it's literally written there so that just like the things that are going on in the world right now, so that my business can't be robbed, so that I have the ability to defend my place because the police are tied up somewhere else. You know, we're in Kansas. We're rural. We don't have time to wait sometimes for law enforcement and stuff like that. And a good guy with a gun stops a guy with a gun every time.
Amen. Amen, brother. Tell me this one. You know, another issue that has come up a number of times, I'm sure it will come up again, is the issue of medical marijuana use versus recreational. Where do you stand? You support recreational, medical? What's your thoughts on that issue?
I support medical marijuana, and I actually helped get a bill introduced, House Bill 2413, last year for medical marijuana, and it was based off of Oklahoma's law. Oklahoma's been knocking it out of the park. They're doing a great job. Even their criminal justice reform, Governor Stent has done a great job with he started going back and, like with taxes, auditing the agencies that were getting tax dollars. He found $25 million right away in the medical program. Imagine that.
Right. Oh, yeah, there's a tremendous amount of waste. Trust me, I served in an interim committee one year, and the amount of waste that we found in some of these agencies, it's just, of course, the minute you start cutting, then they start much wailing and gnashing of teeth, trust me. We don't have a whole lot of time left. One of the questions I always ask candidates, where they stand on our party platform, if they've read it, and if there are any issues within the platform that they disagree with.
No, I do like the platform, and I downloaded this like 67 pages long, and I printed it. I carried it around in my briefcase for a while. I'm kind of, you know, my fiance makes fun of me because I'm kind of a Trump fan, and I get like Trump stuff, you know, like the $100 bill, the gold one, and the coins, and you know, and so yeah, I believe in the platform. That's why I'm a Republican. You know, that's why I'm a Republican, because, you know, at the end of the day, at the core of everything, we all agree. You know, there may be some ways that we think things might be a little bit different, but at the heart of it, we agree.
Yeah. So, Mike, this next question is a tough one. And I'll be honest with you. I don't know how I answer this question. This is the one where I say it's very important we elect solid conservatives and Republicans. And this fall, will you support the nominee? Full disclosure, I did not vote for the Republican on the ballot for the 93rd District last time. I just couldn't bring myself to vote for JC. Because I knew his voting record. I ended up writing in a candidate and didn't write in myself. I voted for Mickey Mouse. He didn't win, by the way, but I think Mickey Mouse would have been a much better House rep. My question for you is, there are three of you in the race, and I imagine we'll have the other candidate who's running against JC on the show here at some point, probably here in the next week or so. If it's not you, obviously you want it to be you. Would you support the other, I think it's Brian Bergkamp is the other candidate who's running, or are you willing to vote for JC?
I would support Brian. I mean, obviously, he's a good kid. I met with him. I brought him over here because he wanted to represent my district, too. So I talked to him a little bit. You know, he's just a little wet behind the ears for my taste, especially with the world the way it is right now. And we discussed all of that. He has a little ways to go, a little bit of learning, but I would definitely support him. He has the right votes and the right values.
Sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're okay. With JC, I mean, he hopefully, and I'm almost 100% positive, he won't be the one to vote for anyway, so I don't have to worry about that too much.
Well, your lips to God's ears on that one, brother. Trust me. That was the first time in a long time that's the first time ever that I have not voted for a Republican. And it was, I struggled with that one. I really wanted to be able to vote, but I just couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to do it. Mike, you know, in the last minute or so that we have left here, I want to give you an opportunity. What if folks don't know you, if they're not familiar? I know you guys own a business in the district, but if people don't know you, what is the one thing that people should know about you if they haven't had a chance to get to know you yet?
I'm honest, John, and at the end of the day, I just want to do what's best for our district, period. Protecting our family, keeping God involved as long as possible. At the end of the day, I believe that keeping God here as long as humanly possible is the foremost, most important thing that we could possibly do for our children and our grandchildren, and I say that's number one.
Well, you know, I've seen your Facebook page. I saw you attended a number of the rallies, the protests against Governor Kelly's executive orders. You were up in Topeka, I know, for one of those. So that's one area that you and I are both going to find agreement there, because those executive orders have just been devastating. I know you own a small retail business like we do. Everything that we've subjected ourselves to, because it's all self-inflicted, came from her office. And I appreciate the fact that folks went up there to express their rights and express themselves and let her know that they oppose these executive orders. So in that regard, I got to commend you for taking that action and being bold enough to go up there and express yourself. So for that, if nothing else, because, even JC wouldn't, as you know, the House Republicans all signed a letter to the governor asking her to reopen the state. He wouldn't even sign that. He couldn't even sign a letter, let alone drive up to Topeka and participate in a rally. So you've already done more than JC has to defend that district, as far as I'm concerned.
I appreciate that, John. Thank you. And hopefully, moving forward, no matter what, I'm sure that we'll be working together throughout several different deals. So,
well, Mike, if folks want more information, they can go to MikeWebForKansas.com. That's where they can go to get more information, find out your platform, that kind of stuff, correct?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Mike, I appreciate you. Good luck with the race, and you'll have to come back on and touch base with us a little bit later on, all right?
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good night, John.
You too. Carry on the fight, my friend. So, folks, I want to remind you, we have some special news. We are going to be taking the show on the road this fall. We're going to be headed to, theoretically, we'll be headed to Charlotte, North Carolina for the Republican National Convention. I have been elected again as a delegate. This will be my third trip to a Republican National Convention. Hopefully, we'll be going to Charlotte. Either way, the John Whitmer Show will be attending the Republican National Convention. We'll be bringing you daily updates from the convention. We'll be on with Steve and Ted. We'll give you updates throughout the day. We'll broadcast to you. So if you've got questions, if there are things that you're interested in, if there are questions you want me to ask, I will also, in all likelihood, have press credentials. So I will be able to be in the press pool and have access to the candidates as well. It should be a lot of fun. So keep in mind, keep an eye out for that. In addition, I know Dalton and I discussed it, but the candidate filing deadline is tomorrow at noon. So next Sunday, we're going to take an in-depth look at all of the Kansas House and Senate races, as well as some of the other local races that you're going to want to watch. We will examine the primary races and talk about the general election races coming up. These are the things that I think we have to focus on. These are the races that matter. These are the areas that folks have to get out. They have to volunteer. They have to donate. I have said it before. Elections have consequences, and I know you're going to hear it. You're going to hear people say that this is the election that matters. This is the most important election in a decade. Folks, it is. This election is going to be crucial, and I'm not only talking about at the presidential level. No matter who our candidate is, this will be an essential election for our U.S. Senate seat. You've heard David Bossie. He's been on the show a few times. He was the Trump 2016 campaign advisor. He is an advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. He and I spoke last week. David Bossie said that of the states that matter, Kansas and Arkansas are two of the most pivotal states when it comes to control of the U.S. Senate. We have to ensure that we elect the right Republican and that that Republican can defend the seat. Now, I firmly believe, no matter who our nominee is, that they can beat Barbara Beaulieu. But if you look at her fundraising numbers, she has already raised millions of dollars, the bulk of which has come from out of state. And that's because these out-of-state interests, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, all that left-wing crew of whack jobs, recognize the importance of the Pat Roberts Kansas Senate seat. We have to get behind whomever our nominee is. You may be frustrated with some of the candidates. You may think that they can't win. It doesn't matter. We have to support whoever that nominee is. It doesn't matter who it may be. We have got to unify as Republicans behind our candidates once they get to the general election. On that Senate race in particular, that will be essential. Coming up next week, again, we're going to talk about these local races. We'll talk with Blake Carpenter. Representative Blake Carpenter is going to be with us and help give us an analysis of the primaries. And we'll talk with Dalton Glasscock about the general elections. We'll also have live with us some national guests who are going to be with us next week. We've got some great lineups for you. In the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Thank you for listening. Thanks for joining.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.